Happy morning, Symphony Church. This Thursday morning, we will be continuing on in our morning devotional in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 6 to 12. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you in your tithes and contributions? You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need, I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Quick recap. So far, we have seen the Israelites disputing with God, questioning his faithfulness despite being 100 years out of exile. Despite all of the faithlessness that the Israelites exhibited, God, once again in today's passage, gives them another chance and says, return to me. The way God asks them to return to him is by tithing. Tithing means 1/10 of your annual income. The Israelites tithed to support the temple as seen in Leviticus, yet the people were beginning to neglect this. But God says that through this, through tithing, they will be blessed in abundance. Now there are several instances in the Bible where we are not ought to test God. Yet here God says, put me to the test. God says, put me to the test. Trust me with your finances and contributions and put me to the test. See, I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. But what about my money, God? What about all of these other things that I need to buy, rent, tuition, food? I need all of these things to survive. God says, I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field will not fail to bear fruit. Our work will be okay, he says. You will be okay. Test me, says God. When I was a missionary intern in Singapore, God really grew my faith and trust in the area of finances. Singapore is a very, very expensive city to live in, so I had several obstacles in raising enough financial support in order for me to serve there. I used to be very frugal with my money, but ironically, in the years where I had the least amount of money, I grew the most in generosity. I knew that if God wanted me to stay there, he would provide a way. But I had to be generous in my giving and not stingy or worried about the next steps ahead, questioning if God would provide. In my first semester at seminary, I had to pay the tuition, which was about $2,000. I had rent to pay too and was just so worried at that point because I had less than $100 in my bank account for that month. Yet, in that week, we were hosting guests in the country and it was my role to show them around. I had little money, but I felt like God was calling me to give and bless them with meals. But God, I have my tuition and rent deadline coming up. I'm nowhere near having enough money for that, and you want me to give? But I ultimately listened to God and gave. To them, it may not have been much, but given my circumstance, I felt so challenged in that moment. The next day, to my surprise, I had found out that somebody anonymously paid for not only my first semester of seminary, but the entire tuition for the whole year. I was so shocked. I knew that if God wanted to keep me in Singapore, he would financially make a way for me. This was only of the several blessings I've experienced while I was in Singapore. Another notable one was somehow getting free rent for 1.5 years, which saved me nearly $15,000. And this allowed me to be even more generous with the money that I did have with those around me. Now, we must be good stewards of our finances and be responsible. But tithing is an act of the heart, releasing control of our finances to God, acknowledging that our stability does not come from money, but from God himself. Let's take some time to reflect. How is your tithing? What is your attitude towards it? Does your spending reflect your trust in God? Are you able to generously give your resources? I will be the first to admit that this is hard, but let's ask God to grow us in this area today. Let's pray. God, I thank you that this is your heart for us to return to you. It's not always easy to tithe, but we want to give as an act of love and obedience to you. Help us to give generously. Thank you that when we give, we are not in need, but you are a God who wants to open the windows of heaven for us to pour down provision upon your children. Teach us how to be responsible and to be good stewards of our budgeting and our finances, but may we not hold on to these things tightly, knowing that in the end, all of these resources belong to you and in your kingdom. So we thank you, God, we love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.